Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Spadil has a breaking news. Breaking news from Spadil. Spadil, yeah.
Spadil.
Sorry, what?
Breaking news.
Oh, yeah. So Joey Chestnut, the guy from, he's the eater everyone knows about. He has returned to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on July 4th.
Oh.
Yeah, he just tweeted about it 50 minutes ago.
Whoa. Yep. Now, why was he booted?
I forget.
He was sponsored by a plant-based hot dog making company. So it was one of those, like, Beyond Wieners, or whatever they call them.
Beyond Wieners.
Yeah.
I love Beyond Wieners. That's a great name.
Beyond Wieners.
Huh. All right. Well, anyway, so he will be in the eating contest. That's so gross to me to watch that.
You know, if I'm the hot dog people, Nathan's, I wouldn't let him back in.
Really?
No. Once you make the move to Beyond Wieners, you shouldn't be allowed back to Wieners,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
When you're dealing with fake wieners, you don't go back to real. I mean, if I'm Nathan's, I boot him for life.
Yeah.
You punish the man.
Didn't he do an HBO special or something?
I don't know.
Netflix? They tried to do something where it was him versus that Japanese dude, and it was like after the fact. Yeah.
I thought so. And it didn't really go anywhere, did it?
No one really watched it, yeah.
All right, the big question is, why does my friend Kylie pee so much?
I don't know.
She's got a small bladder.
What happened? What happened?
We go to Post last night, and I swear to God, the girl peed every 5 minutes.
I have a buddy, the same thing. Once he breaks the seal, it's over. Every 5 minutes.
What is that? What? Just hold it.
Yeah, I had a friend like that once.
Yeah?
Yeah, it turned out he was just doing coke.
What does that mean?
That's why I had to go to the bathroom.
Still got it.
You go into the bathroom stall, and then that's like where you do it.
I thought he had to pee a lot. But he was doing a lot of blow.
I thought you meant that cocaine makes you pee.
No.
I obviously don't live in the drug world.
You got to live in that world.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Spadil loved it, though.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good one. Huh, Spadil?
That was good.
A lot of druggies out there got that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Lordy. My newest thing, you know how everybody has side hustles and they're trying to make millions of dollars on the side, right? AI, all that stuff. Well, I'm creating a new one. It's called Jamie White's lawnmower, beautification process.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
It's my beauty regimen on lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Cause you have all that time to kill. So if you're on a riding lawnmower, you just, you do like different beauty treatments. I'm going to start a YouTube channel.
Okay. Right. So you're applying like makeup and
while on the lawnmower. Yeah. So Saturday, I don't know if you noticed a hint of orange on my hair.
Yeah.
Actually, I have not noticed.
A little orangey?
No, I didn't notice that.
Well, I was looking in the mirror at my cabin and I was like, damn, your hair's a little dark. And then I was like, I have sun in. You know, from the 80s, 90s, whenever year.
What is it?
It's sun in. It's like it uses the sun and peroxide to dye your hair.
So
I just drove around on my lawnmower. A lot of girls get what I'm saying. Drove around on my lawnmower, and then boom, my hair went light.
No kidding.
Son of a bitch. Wow. So I'm going to be doing different treatments.
That's a good thing to put on YouTube.
Yeah, it
probably
really is.
Nobody else doing that.
No, I bet
lawnmower beauty?
I bet there is not. Mm-hmm. We're talking about this and things that go viral. Like, okay, is May with Sun N really going to go viral on a lawnmower? Probably not. But you wouldn't think a girl going to a refrigerator would get 3.5 million views. She just went to the refrigerator. You know what she said? I'm going to go have a fridge ciggy.
Oh, fridge ciggy?
A fridge ciggy is now gone viral.
What is that?
A fridge ciggy is getting a cold Diet Coke out of the refrigerator.
That was like a cigarette in the fridge.
I did too. So she said, I'm going to get a crispy ciggy. And people are like, what's a crispy ciggy? And now it's gone viral that when you go get a Diet Coke, you know, because people do it on their break because nobody smokes anymore. So they go and get a Diet Coke. And that's their fridge ciggy. I kind of like it.
It's better than smoking, I guess.
It is, right? Yeah. So it's a fridge ciggy. There was a lady on the news over the weekend on Fox News. I think you have the audio. And she was drunk as a skunk.
Yes, she was.
I mean, she was.
Well, she's a former, something to do with the military, and she was part of that military parade that was in Washington, D.C. It was the 250th of the Army, and they threw a big party up there in D.C., but they brought her on TV, and she was liquored up.
Yeah.
Now, she's denying it, right?
Yeah, she told TMZ she absolutely was not drunk.
Well, you figure this out yourself.
I am so excited, Emily and Lucas Tomlinson. Everybody, like, this is incredible. Finally, the United States is back. I want to really thank all of our Army, Navy, and Air Force officers who have been sacrificing their lives. Literally, their families have been contributing to the mission. Lawrence Jones, you're laughing, man.
She's drunk.
Yeah,
she's drunk.
Like, you're laughing at me, you know, Lawrence.
When you get caught like this, just admit it. You know, just come out and say, hey, look, man, I got hammered.
It was a celebration.
Yeah, it was a party.
There's some cocktails.
By the way, I watched part of that on Saturday, and it was kind of cool. It was kind of cool to see these men and women in uniform. They're so proud. Their parents are so proud. That was the coolest part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was pretty neat.
Let's see here. Speaking of the weekend, it was Father's Day. What just happened? Oh my God, a little postie came up. That's a little Post Malone. Anyway, oh my God. Anyway, so it was Father's Day, right? Yep. Well, Justin Bieber, I guess Hailey Bieber didn't even mention Justin Bieber. And now everybody's wondering if Justin's okay. He put out this whole thing about the harder I try to grow, the more focused on myself I am. Jesus is the only person who keeps me wanting to make my life about others because honestly, I'm exhausted with thinking about myself. Oh. I don't even know what it means. And then he showed a watch, a gold watch, and he said, "Happy Father's Day to me, you little hoe." That's not very Father's Day-y.
No, it's not.
How come you didn't post, "Happy Father's Day to me, you little hoe"?
I wish I'd thought of it.
I know, right?
Yeah. I'd be talking about this morning.
It's weird.
Yeah. And he's posting stuff that just doesn't make any sense every single day. I'm a little concerned about him.
You know what I think would be fun? If him and Britney got together, Britney Spears.
Oh. Yeah.
Because she also posted. She's in a teeny tiny bikini on a yacht, and she's twerking and spinning, but there's some twerking in front of one of the stews.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there looking at his watch.
He's like, is this over yet?
He does not know what to do.
It's hilarious.
But wouldn't they be a great couple?
Yeah.
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 Just like out there.
Oh my gosh, the content they would put out?
Right?
Wow.
I don't know what's going on, you guys. It is not okay. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? I forget. There you go, tablet trash.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Okay. BJ and Jamie. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, we're getting these summer temperatures over the weekend. It was hot. It was nice and warm. Today's going to be warm too. Cool off tomorrow. Then the heat really kicks in. This heat is causing real problems in the mountains. I mean, everything's melting so fast that they've got landslides. You see where Loveland Pass is closed?
I did not.
Yeah. Shut down.
Really?
Yeah. They've got a landslide there and rocks that cover, they say, 100 feet wide, 20 feet deep. And it could be weeks before they get it cleared out.
Yeah, I didn't even see that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is bad.
They've got all this melt, and they're warning people to stay out of the water.
Speaking of summer, I have the list, the top three barbecue sauces bought at grocery stores.
I can tell you my favorite.
Okay.
Tell you if it's on the
this
list.
This is the from Pitmasters. They surveyed all these different barbecue pitmasters, and they sampled all these different ones, and they have the top three.
I have two.
Okay.
I have two. I'll go with either KC Masterpiece.
Not on there.
Or I'll go with the Sweet Baby. Sweet Baby James.
Not on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Nope.
Sweet Baby Ray's not on there?
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope.
Not well, what the hell?
I'm surprised by that.
What,
yeah.
What have I been doing wrong?
I don't
good
know.
Barbecue sauce.
What's the best? Okay, give me
so,
the best.
So their top three are number 22 smoky barbecue sauce.
Never seen it.
Never. Yeah, me
number
either.
22?
Number 22.
What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know.
I love barbecue
it's
sauce.
It's called the number 22.
The number 22. The number I'll look for it.
Okay. Okay. All right, yeah. And then the ENC sauce. Are you right there?
Where the hell is this coming from?
From the
I've never heard of ENC.
It's Eastern North Carolina sauce. Eastern North Carolina. I don't like that. Eastern North Carolina. And let's see here. The Golden Barbecue sauce.
Well, that's a crappy list.
They go from $6.99 to $9.99. I'm just telling you, they surveyed out. How do you know they're not available here?
Because I go to the grocery store.
I know,
every
but
day.
You probably just go to your go-to.
No, I've never seen the Eastern North Carolina. I would have tried that because North Carolina barbecue is the best.
Yeah?
Yeah, some of the best anyway.
What about
I would have noticed that. Okay. But I've never heard of the 22.
The number 22.
I've never seen that bottle.
The number 22 smoky barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. That
we only give us a couple of options at the grocery store, I think that, you know, King Soopers probably keeps it down to their own brand.
Yeah.
That they sell, and then they sell the Sweet Baby Ray and the KC Masterpiece, and I think it's about it.
Have we done any barbecuing? I haven't been smelling it.
Yeah.
What did we make? Brisket? I like the brisket.
No, I made pork.
Oh,
I made pork instead, but
you
I
know,
have made
some beef.
No,
you're not supposed to eat pork. It gives you worms.
No. Not
it does.
If you cook it good.
No.
No, it does not. Yeah, I've been eating pork all my life. I don't have a worm.
You might. You don't even
I do
know.
Not have a worm.
You have no idea if you have these little worms in your
Spindle,
body.
Spindell, do I look like I have a worm? Huh?
Worms. What? You definitely don't have worms.
No, thank you, buddy. Yeah. I don't
Why
have worms.
Would you definitely... Please, he does. He eats everything wrong.
I will say, you look like you have worms.
Oh,
what?
My God.
That backfired on you.
Hey, buddy. I love those names.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie, morning show on a Monday after Father's Day weekend. Did you see this 30-foot-tall rhino?
I did.
DeNargo. I've never heard of DeNargo Market. But I guess it exists somewhere, let's see here. It's near the Rhino District, okay? They
Maybe
got a
that's
rhino.
That's why there's a rhino.
Right? Makes sense, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a point there.
No, I mean, maybe. Oh. I don't know.
What could I connect the dots?
Oh.
They've named the rhino. His name is Rongo.
Oh, that's clever. I like it.
What a story. All right, so let me get this straight here. All right, we got Lucifer out at the airport, right? Big old horse. Somebody died on making that thing, didn't they?
Yeah.
The sculpture?
Yeah.
Or the sculptor? And then we have that big old bear.
Yep.
Remember, he's a peeping Tom looking inside the convention center like he does. I mean,
have you run out of material?
Then we have a rhino, a 30-foot rhino. Man, we're adding to the list, aren't we? What's next?
Well, they have those weird ones in the forest. What are those big things?
Oh,
The
sculptures of the forest. Yeah.
Well, what are you talking about?
They have those big, I don't know what they're called, the big things in the forest. Like this.
What forest?
Here, they look like this.
What forest?
That forest. The forest.
Like a Bigfoot?
Here, tell them what that is.
They're giant, like, they're giants. They're like trolls and giants
trolls.
And stuff. They're made out of wood.
Where
There's
have you been?
One
Where
that's
are
like.
They?
Sticks?
They're just all over town. Or, well, Colorado.
Like, there's one outside of Breckenridge.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
We've talked about it before.
We have.
Yeah.
Where the hell was
that? There's Rita the Rock Planter, I think, is the one that we've named on here before. But, yeah, they're just giant structures that look like trolls or giants, and they're made out of wood.
I got to go check those out.
Yeah.
It says one of them's 20 foot tall, 21 feet tall.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're just in the woods.
They're cool looking.
Damn. Denver's into that, aren't we?
What? Into what?
These sculptures.
Oh,
Sculptures. I mean, we have them everywhere now.
Yeah, and that Liberty one is weird.
The one in Aurora?
Yeah, the Aurora Highlands, that Liberty. It was at, what festival? It was at a festival and they brought it here. It's shiny and silver. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've seen that one too. All right, Post Malone
Tell you something about Post Malone.
Jelly Roll last night. What?
I can't go to a concert again for a long time.
Yeah, I agree.
Holy hell.
It's taking its toll.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's horrible. We went to bed at 1:30, 2, something like that. I don't know. And then my Uber came at like 4:54.
Yeah, it's a tough night out.
Yeah.
So worth it, though.
It'll
drain
you.
I mean, it was a great show, but... I wish I felt like you instead of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Me?
Yeah.
I got plenty of sleep.
I know, that's what
I was in bed at 7:30.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I don't even think Posty took the stage for them.
Oh,
right?
God, no.
Not even close.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, it was great. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I am worried about Post Malone. I'll just tell you this again. Because he was laying down a lot on the stage and he was also sitting a lot. And he said it was the altitude was getting to him. But I don't know. Jelly Roll, he was fine with the altitude.
Yeah.
He was even running.
Yeah, Jelly was running all up and down the stage.
Yeah, and then Post Malone made fun of him for running.
Posty's not looking good.
No,
I gotta tell you,
not, yeah.
He's, every time I see him now, he looks skinnier. He looks like a guy that just starving himself, like he's on a mission.
And then he was like, I can't breathe the altitude. And then he got a cigarette out and started smoking it.
While he's singing.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like, what? Yeah. And so, oh my God. So we're sitting there and Kylie's like, dude, they've got to get him an inhaler right now. She's like all worried about him. They got to get him an inhaler.
We need oxygen
in
a can.
Right now.
Yeah. Did he have a full band?
Yeah.
Or track?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep, he did.
In fact,
it was kind of bad because Jelly Roll was singing and the drummer, you know, drummers are kind of important, and he was doing the beat and he got off of it and I was like, oh no, this is a disaster.
He was off beat?
Yeah, he was.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was, that part was bad. But the explosions and the fireworks, they were insane. I mean, it was just fireworks. It was like the world's best fireworks show you've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm surprised they still do those though.
Because of the environment?
No. They had a lot of accidents, you know. I don't think you're allowed to do it indoors anymore. But remember, they had a bunch of accidents indoors with the fireworks.
Well,
the pyro shows.
They had a couple of accidents last night. First of all, they had to bring out a fire extinguisher because something caught on fire. This like little speaker thing or whatever, it wouldn't stop. So they had to put that out with an extinguisher. And then, I didn't see this, but what?
And then the flame shooting towers that are massive. There was about 4 big ones just in the crowd. And they're up high, but... The third time it went off, the fuel did not light. So it was just raining fuel down on people on the floor that were sitting low.
That's not good.
I looked under the tower, and it looked like just rain, like torrential downpour.
Especially with Posty smoking.
Yeah. Well, especially with everybody in the audience smoking.
Well, oh, my God. Dude, it was so much pot there.
I mean, think about it. I mean, you've got this fuel raining down, and people lighting up their joints.
How does that work? I mean, can you actually, because I don't know. I really am being honest. Like, can you get a contact high?
I don't know.
It's really hard outside. Indoors, for sure.
Because I was surrounded by it, and I was like, this can't be good.
No.
So you don't think that you can get a contact
high? Not really outside, no.
But what about secondhand smoke? They said it'll kill you.
Well, that's indoors, though. It gets significantly safer when you're outside.
I feel like it's just as bad outside.
I feel like it was really around me. Yeah. And it was not escaping from the dome. Yeah.
I would say it's possible.
Yeah.
If you're right there with then, you know, that smoke blowing in your face, I'd say it's quite possible. Obviously, indoors would be easier.
Yeah.
But I would say it's possible, yeah.
The other thing is I am super duper duper happy that I don't have a boyfriend. Because I will tell you, after 2.5 hours of sleep and doing this show, I saw myself in the bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
Holy hell, I'm ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not looking too good today. I got to hand it to you.
I mean, I'm
glad you saw it yourself.
Yeah, I did.
I've been looking at it all morning.
I'm like pale. I have dark circles under my eyes. Yeah. My eyes are glassy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, bleh.
I'll give you an example. I came walking through the door a few minutes ago. Jamie's lying in the floor. She goes, look at my eyeballs. Are they yellow?
I did.
Are they yellow? I think I've got a liver disease.
I got liver failure.
And I said, no, they're just bloodshot, baby.
Yeah. Bad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, if I'd been there,
yeah,
I would have squealed like a little girl.
It was pretty bizarre. I don't think I've ever seen that many together.
A clump of snakes.
I was at the
snakes.
Cabin and there's a rug. You know how you have outdoor rugs, but it's kind of deteriorating. So I was like,
man, okay,
I need to roll that up and get rid of it. And I picked it up, and like, I swear to God, I don't even know how many, more than 10 snakes all went just slivering. It was crazy.
Oh, I'd poop my pants. Right there.
I didn't even yell. I was
you
like,
didn't?
No, I was just like, wow, that's a lot.
Man.
Just froze.
I know. I was just
I would have sold that place.
I would have burned it down.
I would have put it on the market immediately if I saw that many snakes. I'm never going back out there again.
Oh,
I hate snakes.
God.
Can't stand them.
Well, they weren't close to the house. They were down the field. So
I'd still sell it. I'd never go back. All right, we got to go. You guys go home and get some sleep, okay?
Yeah, try to rest up.
Yeah, all right,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, tomorrow will be a better day.
That Post tomorrow. Malone and that Jelly Roll, they just wore you out.
They killed us.
They killed us.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. You guys have a great day and take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.